I left school when I was just 15. I was 15 on the 21st of November, and on the 31st of December, I started at Norton Grinding Wheel. I had no idea what I wanted to do for a job, and it was sort of over dinner one day. My dad said, "What do you want to do when you leave school?" And I said, "Well, I haven't really thought about that. That time I didn't think I was ready to leave school. I was quite happy at the Howard School in Welling Garden City." And he said, "Well, get yourself down to Norton's. They've got an interview for you tomorrow." So off I went and had my interview. And the job entailed covering for a young man that was going off to do his 2 years national service. And it was to work in the printing shop that they had there. And we used to do what was called blotters that used to go on to the grinding wheel. And they were, I suppose, like a washer where it would fit onto the machine. But what it had on there was the size of the wheel, the maximum revs per revolution, etc. on there. And that's what I did. I started on New Year's Eve, 1956 it would have been. And it was wonderful. I hated it when Friday came. I thought it was 2 days before I can go back to work again. Very young and innocent in those days. You learn as life goes on, I suppose. But it was a wonderful experience. I earned a massive sum, I think it was, of £4.50, which was a great deal more than many of my friends were earning who had gone off to either ICI or de Havilland's to do an apprenticeship and were only probably earning £2 a week. So I was the wealthy one, you know. Mm. But Mum took half of it, of course, you know, for your keep. And the rest was mine. And I did that job for a couple of years, and then I moved across an opportunity to go and work in the laboratory where they used to crush the ore to make the grinding wheels. And it was down to the laboratory to decide on what sort of sieve size it was to give the right amount of grains that we were looking for. So it was a very interesting job. I was on the staff, so I was very lucky. I didn't have to clock in the mornings or clock out. I still worked the same hours as everybody else, which were quite long hours in those days, 7:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night, 45-hour week was in those days. Yeah. And when I was 18, I got my rise I was on men's pay. But I used to go to college one day a week, so basically I only did 4 days in there. I was doing, for some reason, I was doing an engineering course, which they put. But I got my pay rise and found out that I was being paid £1 less than I would have been if I'd have been sweeping up on the shop floor. So I went along and saw my boss and said, "This is really not good enough. You know, I deserve another pound." And he said, "Well, no, you are going to college. You are learning. It was all part of the learning curve." I said, no, it's not good enough. And in the end, very politely said, "Well, job where the sun don't shine, I go and get a job somewhere else." Which, when I got home, I think my dad was nearly on the ceiling, sort of thing. So he wasn't best pleased at all, to say the least.
From Norton's, was it a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it was any more than two weeks a year.
It's about right for the time. The company days out or social club?
Well, they had a social club, and they had a sports and social club. I can remember playing as a junior snooker player, and you went around different companies, ICI, de Havilland's that we used to play in. That football team, which I played for the football team for, which is now on, well, I think two in court is. That was very suspect too. I remember there, a big hole appeared one day. We called a referee over and said, "There's there's a hole come, ref." And he took one of the corner flags out to put in the hole to see what, and it disappeared completely. He said, "Well, never mind, we put something else in," and we carried on playing. But
going around it.
Yeah. So I was quite surprised when they built all the new units on there, that there must have been something peculiar going on there.
Yeah.
But days out, the only day out I remember was when I was a child, and it was an anniversary of theirs, and I can't remember the date, but we were going on HMS Daffodil from Woolwich down to Margate, and they organised this, and on the day that we were due to go was a train strike, so there was no way to get to Woolwich. So they hired 21 double-decker buses. So all of the people that went And I remember going with my mother and my grandmother. My dad didn't go for some reason. My dad was very bad at travelling.
Right.
If we ever went to Snowman's on a bus, he'd have to get off at Oaklands. Is it Oaklands?
Just this side.
He used to get off the bus there and walk the rest of the way and meet us in Snowman's because he couldn't travel like that at all. Yeah. He was a very bad traveller.
Right.
He tried all sorts of things, sitting on a newspaper in a car.
Holding a penny
so that he had a green ring in the middle of his hand by the time he got there. And he must have been extremely tired when he got there because his feet never stopped going up and down, changing gear and applying a brake as he sat in the passenger seat. But I don't remember any other sort of social outings that we did like companies do.
Something that's puzzled me, are Norton's Canadian originally or American?
American.
American.
Yes.
Along with a number of other companies that came to work in the Garden City. Mm. I just wonder why sometimes. Because they seem to have come from a lot of different places.
Well, they certainly had a branch in Paris, because I can remember my dad going to Paris. They had an inter-branch football match, I think it was.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not that my dad played football, but I think he went for the hospitality more than anything else. His nephew was getting married, but no, the trip to Paris was a much better thing than it was to than to go to a wedding. So that was that.
Right.
We actually found a copy of what's the magazine called, Wendy?
This one, the Nortonian.
The Nortonian. It's actually got my birth in there.
Wow.
So it's not quite on parchment.
It is.
My word.
But my dad was also in the Home Guard there as well at Norton's. Mm-hmm. He didn't go off to the war for some reason. I don't know why he didn't go off to the war.